All right, welcome to February 4th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. So, I haven't made much progress on my YouTube channel this month. In addition to running a real estate business with my wife, Teresa, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, I may or may not be getting a job with the government in the near future, so I'm getting ready for that as well as this podcast. By the way, I'm dog-sitting too. In the meantime, I'm still working on providing as much new content as possible to keep the show fresh, as well as renaming the podcast. Joe's U.S. Patriotic Pass is a great suggestion, Zendy from Amarillo, Texas. I am giving that name some serious thought for this program. To me, it sounds Patriotic Pass is a great way to sum up the show without making it sound like a boring history lesson. Rather, what I'm trying to do here is celebrate the greatness of this country. I'm also digging the name American Freedoms by Joe, or something of that nature, because what's great about the show is that I can start by going into presidential stuff, and then move on to Dennis Rodman visiting North Korea, or Mike Tyson biting off Holyfield's ear. Because only in America can you act like a jackass like that and actually get away with it. So last point before I get started, San Diegans, I'm considering a meetup group in La Mesa last week of February. Probably on a Thursday. Once I confirm, I'll update the website. So stay tuned. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, and put our right hands over our hearts. And begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. Patty Hearst is kidnapped by the SLA. Chicago College art professor Wafa Belil is forced to remove a camera from inside his head. And we'll talk about Super Bowl 41. All right, so now let's get started. 1974. Patty Hearst is kidnapped by the SLA. Members of the Sibianese Liberation Army broke into her apartment February 4th, 1974, and kidnapped Patty, the daughter of newspaper tycoon William Randolph Hearst. The SLA were a ruthless band of domestic terrorists who had already shot and killed Oakland superintendent of schools with cyanide-laced bullets. They really didn't have a purpose other than standing up to capitalism and wanted everybody to be fed. So why Patty? Because she was rich, that's why. She made an excellent bargaining chip and made the group famous. Sure enough, the plan worked. The SLA soon would release a video of Patty saying that her new name was Tanya and that she was a willing member of the SLA. Then surveillance cameras showed her robbing a bank in San Francisco. The FBI worked more intensely than ever before to find the SLA and finally found them holed up in a safe house. A massive gunfight ensued, and five members of the SLA, including its founding member, perished. But Patty wasn't there at the time. She was traveling to avoid capture. And the FBI caught up with her as well, and she was arrested for bank robbery and other crimes. If she would have just posed for Playboy, her sentence may have been forgiven. At least I would have forgiven her.
2011. Chicago school professor Wafa Belil is forced to remove a camera from inside the back of his head. I suppose the first question would be, what was it doing there in the first place? The answer is because he literally wanted to have eyes in the back of his head. Now, I can see why a third grade teacher would want one from time to time, although the best ones use their instincts to know if little Johnny tried to put gum in Sarah's hair or not. But I'm not sure why a college art professor would want one. Nonetheless, Wafa Belil from Najaf, Iraq, literally had a titanium plate surgically placed inside the back of his skull with a camera that took minute-by-minute pictures and uploaded them onto the internet. I am not making this up. Trust me, I'm just not that creative. How he actually convinced doctors to do this in the first place is also something I cannot explain. Now, Wikipedia says he's best known for his other art project, Domestic Tension, which is where he sat in an art gallery for a month while getting shot by virtual paintballs by users logging in from around the world. Sounds fun, right? He's also well known for his book, Shoot an Iraqi, Art, Life, and Resistance from Under the Gun, which details the horrors of living under the regime of Saddam Hussein. Yet I question Wiki on whether that's the real reason why he's famous. He had this camera in the back of his head for a year, until this day in 2011, when he had to have it removed, since his body was rejecting parts of the device, causing headaches despite antibiotics and steroids. His website is Third Eye, spelled I at the end instead of E-Y-E, and these days, he still has a camera, now tied to the back of his head, providing 24-hour surveillance. That is so bizarre. 24 hours? Because why? I really want to see what his pillow looks like at night. 2007, Super Bowl 41. The first time the Colts played in the Super Bowl since they moved from Baltimore to Indiana, and the first time the Chicago Bears were there since 1985. It was the first Super Bowl to be headed by two African-American head coaches, Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith. Billy Joel did the national anthem, and Prince did the halftime highlights. The Colts would win the game 29-17, and Peyton Manning would get the MVP. Omaha!
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for February 4th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your thoughts are on today's ep. For instance, is George Washington your favorite president like he is mine? If not, who is? Or what about Wafa Balil? Is that story about that camera inside his head creepy enough? I got my eye on you. Or what about Patty Hearst? Was she brainwashed by the SLA, or did she act of her own free will? So definitely let me know what your take is on the Facebook page. And speaking of that really cool social media website, I wanted to thank some of the people who have liked me on Facebook recently, including Lola Haynes, Walter Hernandez, Angelica Alvarez, Linda Hammond, and my cousin Chuck Jackson. Thanks for listening. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Medgar Evers, the Battle of Hatcher's Run, and Tom Brady. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans, and we will see you tomorrow.